Here's a thought I'll title, I'm in photographic hell. I am. And I guess I want company in my misery, so I'm going to share with you this photographic hell I'm currently staying in. The trailer's in getting some annual maintenance and a few upgrades, so I'm staying in a motel for a few days. And you know, one of the things that I never think to ask about when I make a reservation in a motel is what the artwork is on the walls in the rooms. And in this room, there are three photographs that are, well, I've encapsulated it in the title. These are probably the worst three photographs I've ever seen in my life, and I'm going to be living with them for the next several days. I wouldn't bother sharing this with you if it didn't have a little touch of humor about them. The first one, for example, is a vertical picture of downtown Portland, Oregon, one of the bridges. It's in black and white, but the black and white ink has faded. It's a poster, I suspect. The black and white ink has faded so that it's now actually a sort of awful green and white photograph. And it's not a very interesting photograph, but at least it has the virtuous subject matter of, I am not kidding, a pigeon standing on top of a street light. That's picture number one. I won't take the time to describe picture number two and number three, but they're in the same genre of work, if you get my drift. And these three images illustrate another thing I've talked about from time to time, which is that a lot of times artwork is selected because it blends well with the couch. Well, in this case, it's the matting that is the subject, because I couldn't quite figure out why these three pictures had burgundy mat board until it dawned on me that the rug in the motel room and the curtains in the motel room have that same burgundy. So I'm assuming that was the reason why the burgundy color was chosen for the mat board. And then to top it all off is one of my least favorite characteristics of presenting a photograph, which is they are all behind glass, which makes them more difficult to see because of the reflections. Actually, that might be a good thing. But they haven't actually used glass. They've used that frosted plastic that is supposed to reduce the glare, but it doesn't eliminate the glare. It just makes it a less distinct glare and smears all the details in the photographs. And that's my environment for the next several days while I'm waiting for the trailer. I thought I might just spare my eyes the pain by removing these frames and just setting them on the floor somewhere where they'd be out of the way, but they're all permanently affixed to the wall. So there's nothing I can do to eliminate them. And I think they're watching me at night while I'm asleep, plotting some sort of revenge. And it gives me the slightly spooky feeling that I'm in an episode of The Twilight Zone, here in photographic hell.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.